What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of Serendipity at the Numbers. I'm King Edio here with my two co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hey, y'all, this is Simone the Water Bear.
Hey, what's up? This is Sorcerer from Serendipity.
This episode, we took a chance to recap and catch up with the 2021 XXL Freshman List. If you didn't listen to our last episode, the XXL Freshman List is a list that the magazine XXL puts together of new up-and-coming rappers and R&B artists who they think are going to blow up. For this episode, we took the chance to talk about our opinions, some new music, and a little fun segment at the end for all y'all.
Stay tuned till the end to get our social medias and info about playlists featuring the artists talked about in this episode. Hope y'all enjoy.
Today, we are going to be breaking down the 2021 XXL Freshman List.
Yeah!
So let's just break right into this.
It's bad. It is bad.
We are gonna talk because, listen, as you all may know, we are pretty in tune with what goes on in hip-hop, and I feel like y'all got that from our last episode on the XXL Freshman List of our predictions. And if you saw the list, it's kind of lacking on what we were predicting.
Yeah.
Very underwhelming compared to the picks that we had, what we had expected.
Possible other options.
Right.
It was pretty lacking there.
And I would just like to give some preface before we get into this, that the people on the list, we mean no disrespect to any of the picks that were there. We just have different opinions of what we think the list has been and should be for the hip-hop community. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's start with the actual list. Who was on the list?
Okay, so we got Murray, Ian Dior, Lakia, DDG, 42 Doug, Ruby Rose, Blast, Pusha Aisti, Toosie, Coi Leray, and Flo Milli.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Before we really roast it, who do y'all like on the list?
Okay. I like Flo Milli. I think that's a great pick. Coi Leray, Pusha Aisti, 42 Doug. And then I'm not mad at the DDG pick because it was the popular vote.
Right.
I think that's more than valid.
Yes, I would agree.
I enjoy Coi Leray.
Yeah, yeah.
Flo Milli. Flo Milli was on my list last time, and I'm very glad that she made the list. I think Coi Leray is also on my list. Both dope artists. 42 Doug, Pusha Aisti. I think 42 was on my list last time just off of, like, numbers and what he's doing in the game right now. Those are valid picks.
Yeah.
As far as those that I have in the middle, who I'm kind of iffy about, but not mad, it's Blast.
Yeah.
DDG, you just mentioned. DDG, I'm not really mad at all because of the popularity. Murray and Ian Dior.
Right.
My issue with Blast is not that he's not a great artist, because he is. That space is debatable, in my opinion, for another R&B artist who is much more popular.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm pretty much the same with y'all. There's some people that I feel could have definitely been in next year's list.
Right.
Depending on how the year goes. To me, I just feel like this list, there are certain lists that I've seen where it feels like they jumped the gun on a lot of people. Like, I think specifically to, like, 2015, where, like, OG Macko and, like, Vince Staples and all that. And I feel like they jumped the gun on a lot of people and missed out on a lot of other people they could have put on. But, yeah, I would agree. I love 42 Doug, love Pooh, love Coi, love Flo Milli. Everyone else that I was kind of iffy about, like, we're gonna get into one of these people more. I'm very iffy about Lakia. I'm very iffy about Ian Dior. I'm iffy about Murray and Blast, but otherwise,
Toosie.
I'm not iffy about Toosie.
Oh, okay,
I have very finite opinions about Toosie.
Okay,
but yeah, it's just like, it's this list is very like meh.
I think that, like, the biggest thing that we had talked about with it is, like, the Double XL freshman list always feels like it's representative of that year in hip hop.
Right.
And like the sounds that are going on. And it doesn't really feel like that this year. Like they definitely hit some that we had already talked about. But like as a complete list, it doesn't feel like it represented this year in hip hop.
Right.
Right.
I think something that we've talked about in previous episodes is that how diverse the space of hip hop has gotten, with all the different subgenres and all those representing from different areas coming out with different styles and vibes. I think I have here something I kind of wrote down of like what the XXL list should be based on, mm-hmm. based on previous lists. Obviously, grind. How mm-hmm. much content are you putting out?
Right.
How consistent are you?
Right.
Obviously, numbers, mm-hmm. Style, aesthetic. What are you different to kind of break the mold with your sound and right. your style? And then at the end of the day, influence in the numbers. And looking at previous lists, like you can go all the way back from like 2010. You got J. Cole, you got Nipsey, you got Freddie Gibbs, Big Sean, Wiz Khalifa, J-Rock. You got the 2016 list, which is a beautiful list that was like
Uzi,
of that
21,
time.
21, Anderson .Paak.
Mm-hmm. 2011 was a great year.
Who's on that list? Who's on 2011?
Meek Mill, Big Crit, Sahi the Prince, great artist, Mac Miller, YG, mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar. Uh-huh. Like, going back to these lists, to better lists, kind of represent what that space was looking like in hip-hop.
Right, right.
Who were the wave, like, who were the wave curators of different sounds in that time? And again, like we've mentioned, it doesn't feel like this list is representative of what is going on and who we had.
Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing I know about XXL lists is that when the fans, like, when the fans say it's trash, the list usually does not go well. Like, I think you just put up a list, that list.
2017?
2017, people were beefing with 2017 because they were like, only three people deserved that spot. And, like, if y'all look at it, Aminé X, kind of A Boogie.
Kamaya.
Well, Kamaya, I'm going to get there. And Cardi are the only people who are still relevant, in my opinion.
Real.
Sorry if that roasts anybody, but it's like on the level that a lot of XXL artists get to, those are like the only ones that I feel have like reached that potential.
Let's talk about our list and who we had and who we should have been on the list.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yes. So
yeah, I'll pull it up.
Gang. So here on this list we have Kenny Mason, Fredo Bang, Snot, Coi Leray, Pooh Shiesty, the Kid Laroi, who I'm can we take a second real quick? Kid Laroi did not make the is there a white person on the list?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you know what? I'll give XXL that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But even in that situation, we were throwing them a bone of like, here's somebody that might be some industry like backdoor kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Leroy is really big, but
honestly, I'll take Ian Dior over Kid Laroi any day of the week.
I agree.
I'm actually, my feelings just shifted because I know what could have been. We'll get to it. 42 Doug, SSG Kobe, and Draco the Ruler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we forget about the point, I would just like to address the Ian Dior thing. I'm not mad at the Ian Dior pick, but I think it should have been last year.
Agreed.
I think that he's got nearly like 25 million listeners on Spotify like right now, mm-hmm. around that range. That's so much bigger than XXL. That's Agreed. Huge. Like, you guys missed the mark.
And definitely, especially because like that's when he had just dropped Gone Girl, which is like his biggest song, and he has that song with Gunna called his Industry Plant album is like huge. Like that has records on it that people love, and like he didn't get it last year. So it's just kind of weird.
Right. So it's like it's cool to see him on it, but like that should have been done last year, and this year it could have been given to an artist that was up on the grind that could have really used that promotion, in mm-hmm. my opinion. Off of the list that we just read off, Fredo Bang. Where is Fredo?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
I'm mad about that.
Fredo was, he's been grinding for years, and this has been his year.
Yes.
He got that Dirk feature. He's been going crazy. Where is Fredo?
Where is Fredo? Please, Double XL, I'm looking at you. We have a camera in front of us to our radio listeners. This is our first filmed episode. I'm looking at you, Double XL. Where is Fredo Bang? Did you ask him? Did he deny? Because I would understand. Right. But did you ask him?
Did you ask Snot?
Okay.
Because Snot should be on the
list. Let's get into this.
Did you ask Kenny?
Did you ask Kenny Mason? Did you ask Snot? Did you ask Cash Page?
SHD Kobe.
Did you ask Sofego? That one. Can I make a pun? Can I rage real quick? Because where is the rage music? Can we talk about this? Where is, y'all could have put SSG, y'all could have put Sofego, y'all could have put BK, y'all could have put Hook. Where is that new generation?
Coaches.
Where the hell is Coaches, bro?
Double XL. The point is, there's so many artists that could have been chosen over all these artists. I'm not mad about the four that I mentioned, and I think we all mentioned the same four of like Solid.
Yes.
These four deserve to be on the list. But everybody else, the space where I was talking about Blast, that very well could have been for a Cash Page.
Mm-hmm.
Not to disrespect, but Cash Page is like, people love Cash Page.
Love. She's had those crazy features. She's had Moneybagg Yo. She's had Isaiah Rashad. Like, she's been putting in the work for that. Like, I love Blast. Blast has definitely been one of my favorite artists this last year. But, like, do I think he is the most deserving of that like R&B hip hop spot? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Real.
Yeah.
Even like a SSG Kobe. SSG Kobe is like now pushing 900,000 on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Snot has 8.8 million. Kenny's pushing 600,000. Fago's got like 3. Even like a Coaches. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, right. I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Like 5 million. Like,
that's wild. Okay.
Really? Coaches is crazy
because it's like people, like, he talks about, I follow him on Instagram. He talks about it a lot. Like, he has one of the most like intense fan bases off of like 1 year. Mm-hmm. And like, it's very noticeable. Anytime this man posts a snippet, all of his fans like are going to his house being like, drop the song, Coaches.
Mm-hmm. That's intense.
Which is weird.
That's intense.
Like, when you have a fan base like that, like a loyal fan base, I'm sorry, I almost cursed. I might slip this episode. I'm real hyped. But when you have such a loyal fan base like that and you are doing the numbers and is getting the notoriety and then aren't put in a position like Double XL, it feels kind of weird.
Right.
I feel like here's something I just thought of. This all feels like Double XL should feel like a playlist across different hip hop fans. Mm-hmm. This feels like a playlist with one hip hop fan. That's what this list feels like.
Mm.
Like, you got one person who, and then like handed us their playlist, and then this is what we gave. And like, I feel like that's not how they should go about it. Like, there's a lot of other people. Like, I tell you, this list that you have pulled up, I think this is the 2018 list. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's 2019.
2019 list. The 2019 list was, I think, one of their most accurate and felt most like they went from different places of hip-hop, got mm-hmm. different fans, and said, okay, this is what's popping right now. And truthfully, they were accurate as hell.
Mm.
Real. I wrote down some of the lists, and like, if we're looking at last year's list, I'll just say all the names just for the sake. Rod Wave, Lotto, 5-Yo Foreign, 24 Karat Golden, Polo G, Cowboy, NLE Choppa, Lil Keed, Chica, TJ, Baby Keem, and Jack Harlow. Those are all like really big names, and those are all very representative of that last mm-hmm. year. Like, a lot of those people had already had big songs out. And then the 2019 list also had a lot of really solidified artists or people that were putting out really interesting sounds.
Right.
Like Tierra Whack.
Right.
Comethazine,
right.
Rico Nasty at the time. And like, it doesn't really feel like that this year, like in any facet. It doesn't really have like the mainstream sound or people that are big. Has some of them, but there's a lot of people that were excluded that are like the big name, like wave changers this right. year.
It feels like a couple of the people who made the list feels a little bit backdoor industry.
Mm.
And I say that just because I'm very passionate about who we did list and like the people that are grinding and the different sounds that are coming up right now. How did Sofego not make it with the rage sounds right now? Mm-hmm. How did Snot not make it with what he's doing, his style, his sound? Like, how did Kenny not make it? Yeah, he doesn't have all that many. He's not at a mill, but like, he's grinding consistent and putting out content and has a song with Freddie Gibbs.
Right.
Right.
His album was crazy.
Something that is like a teller to that, the point that Kenny Mason could have made it is that, like, I'm pretty sure Benny the Butcher got picked for one of the recent years and denied. And, like, Benny the Butcher doesn't do, like, crazy amounts of numbers. Benny the Butcher isn't, like, the biggest artist, but it's, like, he has his influence in his corner. To me, it's, like, that's always been the thing. It never mattered about how much someone was doing or, like, what they were doing. Like, Chica, I know, does not make crazy numbers. No offense to Chica, because you got some tracks. I love you, Chica. But, like,
she has a pretty loyal fan base.
She has a very loyal fan base, and that's what's killing me. Kenny Mason has a hella loyal fan base. Like, these people who have very loyal fan bases, these people who are obviously making waves in what they're doing, who people know, aren't getting recognized. And then by the time it comes to next year, it's going to be too late. SSG Kobe just had his biggest song this year. Snot has had his biggest year. Cochise has been popping since last year.
Right, where are they?
Where are they? Fego had two of his biggest hits this year. Knock Knock is all over TikTok.
Everywhere.
Do the white kids love Sofego right now?
Come on, XXL, you love appealing to white people.
Come on.
I'm offended. I'm hurt.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Right.
XXL, this list truly did. We're not mad about some of the picks, but it just it distressed us a little bit.
It did a number on my health. It hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
That's all I can, like, I can't even formulate, like, the words fully, because it's, like, I look forward to XXL every year because it is an opportunity, I feel, for a lot of people to get the shine that they did not get throughout the rest of the year. I know, like, a lot of people say XXL doesn't matter, but it's, like, people check that out. XXL is well-followed. Like, no matter how much you say it doesn't matter, it does matter. Like, to a lot of people, it matters. I remember, like, growing up making music with, like, Tristan and being like, bro, we're going to make that list one day. And, like, there are other people who probably still have that same feeling. There are people who look up to the people who make that list. And I feel like it's a good nod to give to someone. And, like, when it's very obvious that the list isn't representative of the people who are popping right now, like, it feels weird.
Right. Again, full disclosure, like, no disrespect to any of the artists. It just is from our opinion, from looking in the space of hip hop. We just feel like the list is not representative of what's going on. And with that, I was just wanting to ask if you guys have any other points on the XXL or any artists specifically.
I mean, there's definitely a few artists. I think one thing that could be really interesting going forward with XXL is like maybe like an honorable mentions list of something where we see some of the big artists that could have made the list that they were considering. Or honestly, I think one thing that would really do them a lot of good is like having some sort of statement about their list and like why they picked the people that they did. Because like, for example, Hot Boy, I think it's really weird that Hot Boy wasn't on the list.
Real.
And like, I would hope he's been considered for it. It just seems like there's a lot of areas that haven't even been considered for representation on this list. And, like, there's a lot of big music corners. Like, Hot Boy, all that Florida music, it's amazing. I love Hot Boy.
I'm kind
of
surprised that, like, we aren't seeing Spot 'Em Got 'Em there.
Right.
To be honest, like, they would regularly pick someone who got, like, one huge song. And, like, I guess that's what Murray took. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like, and again, Murray, we love Quicksand. We love what you do. I feel like I heard Spot 'Em's song more than I heard Quicksand, personally.
Yeah.
And for me too, I feel like if XXL were to come out right now and like make a statement on why they picked this list, maybe I'd actually no. But maybe I'd have a little bit more understanding of the vision of what they were trying to do, because again, XXL is a statement of what's going on in hip hop culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like this is, I've gone back on a lot of years, because it's always funny because every year everyone's like, this year was trash. I don't even know who have these. This person doesn't. Every year it's that. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like right now I'm a let this next 2021 pass, see who's dropping, see what really goes off, see what really happens. Because like maybe by the end of the year, we'll be making a new episode being like, we were wrong. We're sorry. This person was great. This person had a great year. This person did that. But I'm pretty solidified in the feeling that, like, no matter what, they messed up on, like, a few places with a few people. Mm-hmm. I feel like not. Again, it just feels like they're representing the same playlist. And, like, yeah. the one person's playlist, they didn't come together and amalgamate everyone. And, like, that sucks. Because, like, I feel like even looking at the list, like, the person who I feel differs, like, the person I feel who's, like, out of the playlist is, like, Flo Milli mm-hmm. and Ian Dior. And that's tough. That's two people. Should we go to our music break?
Yeah, I think that was...
Sorry, that got really sad. That got really emo.
No, it's all good. I think we can close it out. Just congratulations to everybody that made that list. Respect all the artistry of all of them. Again, no disrespect to anybody, just personal opinions and much love, and wish all the best for those artists this next year.
Yeah, I hope we're wrong. I genuinely hope by the end of the year, I am a Lakia fan. I hope I am a Ruby Rose fan. Like, I genuinely do, because if I can say that and I can say that I'm wrong, that means next year we'll be coming on strong. But right now I'm hurt, I'm disappointed, and I hope that, like, everyone who did not get picked isn't salty, because we love you. You're making bands. You're making more money than all of your fans. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
New music.
Lots of it.
Tons of it.
So much new music.
What do you want to talk about?
Let's start with, like, some new albums and new drops. Tyler. Yeah. Tyler dropped a new album.
Call me if you get lost.
Mm-hmm. Very, very well done album. I think the aesthetic and what he was trying to do as far as, like, the story of where it was going, very much so, like, felt like his life. Felt mm-hmm. like a trip Tyler was going on some rich...
rich fella business.
Right. I was going to say rich nigga shit. So we could just go into that. It felt yeah. like this album was on some rich nigga shit. Yep. And I loved it in the vein of Tyler, the Creator. Like, if Tyler was going on trips. And he did very well at executing them rap bars.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people... Tyler's one of those artists where people either love him or hate him with yeah. each project that he drops. I think with each project that he's dropped, he's... always sonically evolved. He's always trying new things. Igor was definitely, he made that clear that it wasn't a rap album, but it did win Best Rap Album at the Grammys, ironically. This feels like a rap album, and I'm pretty solid.
Yeah.
Satisfied. I don't know what happened.
I would 100% agree. Since listening to Tyler since I was 13, I've definitely, like, been around and seen, like, the growth of Tyler. And, like, definitely I think these past three albums have been his best. Flower Boy, Igor, and now
Call
Me If You Get Lost. I almost said Call Me By Your Name. But I definitely think, like, the more I listen to this one, I just feel like Tyler's talked about it a lot in his music, how he like struggles with like connecting to black people. This one feels like he was really trying to shoot his shot. And for me, I don't know, I got touched. I love Tyler's other projects, but like definitely it feels like this one he was really trying to like do something for the black community, which, hey, I feel like this is definitely for me one of my favorite pieces of his music, and like I'm gonna be going back to it throughout the year for sure.
Right. Currency dropped a new album. I think it was like another volume of Jet Life. I really like Ain't Shit off the album. Vince Staples dropped a new song, Crazy. Why don't you talk about that? How you feel about that?
I really like it. I've been missing Vince a lot in the soundscape of music, and I was thinking about this recently. I feel like he kind of ties in to me in the headspace of like Isaiah Rashad, just like sonically how they sound. Mm. And to see them both putting out music at the time, like Isaiah's got Headshots out right now. I love it so much. I love all of Vince's sounds. He's so dope. Vince is so cool.
I know Ski just dropped a mixtape and I was listening to it on the way here. Good mixtape. I'm looking forward to the album. It feels really good to have all these like resurgence of artists that we are familiar with, right, that we love. The Vince Staples, the Isaiah Rashad's, Tyler, Currency. I mean, Currency be dropping, but all these artists that we know and love. It's been a dope year.
Agreed.
You guys have some more?
I can talk about like just a bunch of songs that like we recorded like all of our last episodes like a month ago. Like it's been a while since we sat down and recorded. So there's just like some general music that I know we've been rocking with. First and foremost, BK the Rula dropped a little 2-pack. Blue and Santani, both are dope. BK, you continue to be amazing. We love you. Keep kicking ass and being amazing. Is it DCG Shun? DCG Shun, and I'm forgetting the other brother's name, but they made a track with Internet Money. I will put it in the playlist. We've been throwing it in our music mixes for a while. It's called House Party. That is like one of my favorite songs to listen to right now. That it sounds like a night. It literally sounds like the movie House Party. It made me want to go back and watch the movie. Yeah, I love that song to death. I'm trying to think, did anyone else drop?
Ty Fontaine.
Ah, yes.
I love Ty Fontaine's album. That was wild.
So good.
I like Nelly Furtado off of it. I like Inhale. Run It Up.
I can show you how to think it up.
That's good. Celebration's hard too.
Celebration's great.
I really like Ty Fontaine. Ty Fontaine's
you're
cool.
Amazing. I love Ty Fontaine. Ty Fontaine could have made this list too. We love Ty Fontaine.
He definitely could have.
Ty Fontaine's so good.
I like kind of the harshness in his vocals. Like there's a specific kind of like harsh airiness that I feel like a lot of the other Rage artists don't have. I like him a lot.
We love Ty Fontaine.
I found the artist Metro Mars. He just dropped an album called Popular Loner. It's a little bit more in like the vein of like poppy stuff, kind of like 24 Karat Golden, but I loved it. It was really cool, just kind of like some new fresh stuff. So I'm excited to see what he starts coming out with.
Big love.
Big love.
An album I've had on repeat since it dropped, Uno's project. He has like a bunch of songs on there that have just been in my rotation, and like to me, like that right now, like for people who like want to get into like Rage music, there's a lot of songs on there that I feel represent Rage music really well. Casket right now is like one of my favorite songs to listen to. It's hard. Enjoy it. Love it. Do what you can with it.
Oh yeah, I got one more. I will continue to rep the boy from the city, from my city, Saint Dion. He dropped a new song and has an album on the way. Star Chasing. His new project drops July 16th. To describe the sound, it's very like spacey, euphoric, that R&B EDM kind of hip hop fusion, and it's crazy. And yeah, I really love what he's doing. So big love.
One second. There's a local artist I wanted to shout out. I want to make sure that I pronounce the name correctly. Justice Bada, I believe it's Justice Bada, dropped an album very recently. Romantic Thug, he's local. We've been chatting just about stuff at the station and like all of that. It's really dope. He has a song with someone that I know, Jordan Fletcher, called Jailblazer, which is like probably my favorite song on the whole project. Dope ass video as well. Please check him out. He's great. Yeah. Thank you for letting me use your phone, David.
Of course. I'm trying to think of other stuff that dropped recently. Polo G's Hall of Fame.
Ah, yes. Mm.
That's really good. I like the song with Wayne. He's just Gang Gang. That's a good song.
Ooh. Speaking of Wayne, I really enjoyed the song off of Tyler's album with Wayne.
I have yet to listen to the project.
It's really good.
I listened to Lumberjack, and then I watched that Brown Sugar Salmon video on YouTube. That was funny.
That was really good.
That was quality.
He's doing really good. Like I like the rollout that he's been doing with this album, because it's like Tyler's really good at always like setting up the aesthetic really well. This one feels very much so like this is Tyler's mixtape. And, like, I like the way that he's going about it with the videos and, like, how the videos almost feel like snippets to the whole song, so then you have to go listen to the songs. DJ Drama is all over the album. It's crazy. Also, Lil Baby Lil Durk.
Oh, yes. I forgot all about that. That was so good.
Yes.
I love that album.
Bro, I do not like Lil Baby. I do not listen to Lil Baby. I like this album. I won't even lie. He got me on this one.
My relationship with Lil Baby's music has been weird, because it's always sounded like something that I would love, but it never really hit for me. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then I think it was probably We Paid with 42 Doug. Yeah. And like, it was mainly 42 Doug on that song for me, but listening to it over and over, I was like, oh, I kind of like Baby. Mm-hmm. And then this album definitely solidified it for me. Like, I definitely enjoy Lil Baby. It took me a while. I don't think I'm gonna get there anytime soon with NBA YoungBoy.
Real. No offense, YoungBoy.
Right, no offense.
Free YoungBoy.
Real. Free YoungBoy. I think my relationship with Lil Baby as an artist is also kind of similar, because like I know a lot of people that listen to Baby, mm-hmm. and like I've heard Baby songs, like Something to Prove, obviously a few years ago, Drip Too Hard, like that was everywhere. Like Lil Baby is a dope artist. I've just never really connected, but off of the album I definitely found a few songs that I enjoyed. So mm-hmm.
historically I've just like, I remember when it like he first started coming out, I did not like him and Gunna at all, and then like Gunna really got to me, but like I just like, I understand the love for Baby, I respect Baby with all my heart. I just never clicked. But this album, there's a few tracks on there where I'm like, okay, like this man is like the future of hip hop, and he's living it good.
Yeah, I've been loving the videos too that they've been putting out. Mm-hmm. Like all around, just everything that both Durk and Baby have been doing lately is just amazing. I have a lot of respect for them in the game right now.
It's good to see, always.
I wanted to bring up the point of rock influence. And just music in general right now, but specifically in hip hop, I would say the biggest person that's leaning towards that is like people that are associating with Travis Barker, like all these collab albums. I was wondering what you guys have been thinking about that stuff lately.
Shout out Travis Barker for starters. I want to work with Travis Barker so bad, because like, I respect his influence a lot. Like, he's touched a lot of projects or artists that I really like. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the rock influence right now is just like, come on. Like, I like how refined it's become, because I mm-hmm. remember like when it first really got started in like 2017 and all that with like X and everyone, like that was very much so like we had hit the like very much so like grungy, like rock rap mix, which mm-hmm. we still have, that hasn't gone anywhere, but I think I'm really liking how it's flowing more and more, just because it feels like it's like kind of mirroring how rock music has flown in itself. So like it's kind of changing, but we still got the grungy, but like, yeah, I definitely like what like is being added to the game with that.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy the song he has with Uno the Activist a lot. I think Papers. That was really good. I enjoyed the Willow collaboration, Transparent Soul. I just think I really enjoy everything that Travis Barker is doing. It's just like working with these artists right now. It's dope to see like the worlds come together as always.
Mm. I was just kind of thinking about like how a lot of rap artists, it's like escaping me right now. Oh, just like the whole like rock star mentality and the whole wave. And I feel like Rage music is really punk, honestly.
Oh yeah. Mm.
And I feel I feel like that's starting to kind of shift over a little bit. I think we're going to start seeing more like just punk music in general. Agreed. In hip hop. Like Denzel Curry and Play That Boy Zay just had that new punk track for, do you know what it is? It's like
the Batman. Oh, what? Batman Dark Knights or Justice League Dark Knights. It's a new comic book. It's really convoluted, but I'm glad that they did that for the comic book drop.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's just a lot of big artists that are starting to kind of lean into that wave, and I think that we're going to start seeing some really cool punk music coming out of hip-hop artists.
Agreed. It's crazy, bro. Music right now, like, again, we talk about it a lot, but it's like, we got rock influence, we got, like, EDM influence. Like, okay, here, think about this. Like, really think about this. From any, like, album from a Rage artist, they will say, I am a rock star over an EDM melody with, like, trap drums talking about, like, Bentley's money and women.
Hey, it's only right. It's only right because, like, it's all coming back. I'm gonna go a little deep. We talk about history of rock, and that started with the Black community.
Facts.
So like to see the mentality of like people feeling like rock stars or blending the genres, like it's just beautiful to see that people are really just like stepping into these different spaces and like blending them together with hip hop. Because at the end of the day, like hip hop when it came out was very much so punk and different from what anything else was going on. So it's just, it's always dope to see the subgenres grow and people kind of rebel,
right,
and just do different shit.
Can we also talk about how no one's complaining either? Like, there's probably people out there who are like, I don't want this, but it's like they're not the majority.
It doesn't feel like the 2016 situation where people were like hating on like mumble rap,
right?
At least yet, hopefully there's no hate and there's more love at what's going on with the Rage stuff, but I feel like more people are vibing with what's going on.
Agreed. And I'm hyped for it, bro, because hey, I love seeing Black kids be rock stars. It makes me happy. I feel like a rock star. I want to be a rock star. We interviewed a rock star in our last episode. I feel like that's, come on man, this is just cool. This is us. This is like, this is y'all. This is our generation. This is what we came to, bro. All those years listening to like Black Eyed Peas,
right,
and like LMFAO in our parents' car. And then after that, Kelly Clarkson running. Like, of course we got here. Like, of course this is what we got.
Right.
We were listening to like 50 Cent, Kelly Clarkson, and LMFAO all in the same mix. Of course everyone's influenced by EDM and rock.
Man, I ran through that old Black Eyed Peas CD. That was all day long. I barely had any CDs. I had whatever that one was with the green face, the Black Eyed Peas. I had Timbaland Shock Value 2.
Mm.
And I had like a Tim McGraw CD that my mom got me. And like, that was all I had.
Nowadays, you listen to Rager music, which is a mix of all three.
Maybe minus Tim McGraw.
I mean, we got Lil Nas X, so like,
hey, it works out.
It works out.
Exactly.
It came to be.
It's crazy.
I like how our generation has really like hyper fused all these different everything. Sounds.
Yeah.
Like what were we talking about last night? We were like listening to like Disclosure.
Yep.
Last night. Like that song from 2013, it was just like latch. Like there were those EDM songs that connected while we were like in middle school that hit.
Right.
So it just makes sense that we got all these different things going on.
Right,
it's fire.
I'm loving even like the kind of more like hyper pop stuff, like Midwest.
Yes, Midwest hyper pop is crazy, and like I feel like that's the thing that a lot of people are going to start complaining about, but like, I don't care. Hyperpop is amazing.
Hyperpop's dope.
If done wrong, I feel like hyperpop could be annoying.
Yes.
If the wrong artist, but right now I feel like there's a lot of dope artists with like FK Twigs,
Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX. I know Rico was iPhone is very like
hyperpop vibe, Midwest. There's this artist who I've like listened to and they're really hard to find. Like I always forget what to look them up on Spotify, but I found a YouTube video of them. They go by the name Quinn. If you're listening, please send us your music more clearly. But like they're so dope. And it's like there's so many different corners of hyperpop too, because it's like you get the kids who are like more emo with it and then like maybe won't do as much like crazy drums aesthetic but still got the vocal pitched up and like really interesting melodies. Mm. And you have the people who like make songs that are like just buck wild and like going all over the place, and you got someone like Charlie XCX who's like more of a traditional pop artist but then figures out ways to really like formulate it. And even like we were talking to Bon Wavy about it. Like, he's doing hyperpop stuff on his album. Like, the whole, like, you can, like, a lot of people put, like, Miss the Rage by Trippy Red, like, into, like, the hyperpop corner. Like, it's just, it's beautiful. Really? It's amazing.
That song is going to be stuck in my rotation all year.
Right.
All year until we go to that show and we see that live.
We've seen Trippy Red on
Trippy, if you're listening.
Trippy Red, if before your show in Portland, if you want to come on to our show, Serendipity at the Numbers, please come because we would love to talk to you and interview you. I have a lot of questions, honestly, for you, Trippy Red, throughout your years.
I would love to interview Trippy Red.
Fans of Serendipity at the Numbers. Actually, no. Let's not bug Trippy Red. We love you, Trippy Red. Please come to Portland and get interviewed. Can we? Ooh, let's get Ian Dior, Trippy Red, and Sofego all on an episode.
That would be crazy.
I would cry.
Let's do it.
Real.
Fingers crossed.
We're going to have a quick little segment on a beautiful TV show that we all grew up with. Really quickly to close things out for you guys. Take it away.
All right, y'all. So as you may or may not know, this year, 2021, Nickelodeon has decided to bring back a classic known as iCarly. So before I get into the new season, I made a decision that I had never finished iCarly as a wee little lad, and I have now been watching all of iCarly. I am almost done. I'm on the last season, and I believe I have like 6 or 7 episodes. And I'm about to get into this. iCarly is a pretty good show. It's pretty funny. I understand why a lot of the people who have not come back for the reboot have not come back, because it's very obvious that the creator was terrible. There's some really creepy episodes. There's some really creepy stuff that goes down. But nonetheless, the actors do a great job. I really want to emphasize the actors more than the creator, because I think they're the ones who make it funny. Jerry Traynor is the GOAT. Oh, snap. I'm forgetting it. Jeanette McCurdy is the GOAT. I know she did not come back. She plays Sam. I know she didn't come back for the show, but like she's one of the funniest characters in the show. I'm going to spoil really quick because I have a really quick rant to get into. Okay, so spoilers, everyone who's listening. I think they should have let Freddie and Sam date. I'm really upset that they didn't. It's really rude because they were finally like happy, and then by the end of the episode where they break up, they were like actually happy and doing good, and then the show just decided to break them up, and they're not getting back together from my information. I'll come back and let you guys know, but I'm really pissed off because they were actually a really happy couple. Everything was really fun. They had really funny interactions, and they ruined it, and I don't understand why TV shows just don't let couples be happy sometimes. Like, people deserve... I'm sitting next to two people who are in very happy relationships. I've been in happy relationships that last months. Breakups don't normally just happen 2 days after people get together. Sometimes we just like to see happy couples. I'm done. iCarly's really funny. I'm excited to watch the reboot. I'm excited to watch the reboot.
Me too.
Gibby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's our show. You can follow my Spotify at ZGen4. To find a playlist that has new upcoming local artists that we update every week.
And y'all can find those same playlists on my Apple Music at Taya_Simone.
Some exciting news for everyone. We will be finally opening up the podcast version of our show, Serendipity at the Numbers, coming very soon. So stay tuned for updates on that.
You can follow me on Instagram at King_E.D.O. And you can email me at my numbers email, KingEDO@thenumberswithaZ.fm.
You can follow me on Instagram at Serendipity_Solstra. And you can hit my numbers email, Solstra@thenumbers.fm.
You guys can all hit me on Instagram at Taya_Simone. And you can email me at SimoneTheWaterBearer@thenumbers.fm. Numbers with a Z.
Lastly, you can find the numbers on all social medias at TheNumbersFM with a Z. And you can go to our website, www.thenumbers.fm with a Z. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to y'all next week.